explain myself. You said you care for me, care for me, care for me. Said you care for me, cry. All right, so we're back here on Comeback Season, the podcast. We've got Johnny Manziel, Eric Burkhart. So, fellas, we did a draft day special, which hit number one on the iTunes chart. So we figured, why the hell not keep doing this? Let's give the people what they want. Let's do more Comeback Season, more Johnny Manziel. So we're going to do it once a week starting pretty much next month. So every week coming this summer. But Johnny, I feel like that's not the only thing going on in your life right now. You've got some other shit going on.
We're talking about college sports. We're talking about what Prez does on a daily basis and weekly basis. We're keeping things here very live, very in touch with everything that's going on, I feel like. But mainly sports. I mean, we're talking about football, about, you know, a little bit of everything. Eric thinks he knows a lot about stuff he doesn't really know, and we're going to really test that out on here. So I'm excited. It's been, like I said a couple times ago, it's come a long way from leaving Prez on the outskirts of Avenue in New York. He's come a long way. We've come a long way. But yeah, some big news, I guess. Eric has done a hell of a job negotiating a deal for us to have a job again. We're no longer unemployed, Eric.
Hey,
I'm excited about it. So I decided to go up to Hamilton and play in the Canadian Football League, play for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. I don't think it's exactly the path that I envisioned when I first started off this whole journey, sitting in New York in the green room, you know, waiting forever to be taken there. But nevertheless, I can't sit on my ass anymore. I can't sit and let another season go by and watch football and not be on the field playing it. So I'm excited. I think it's going to be a great opportunity. They're excited. And, you know, we'll see where things go. You know, it's not the easiest road back, but nevertheless, it is a path. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun to be back on the field and playing a game for what people have told me that fits the way that I play. And you know, there's going to be a learning curve to it, but I'm excited.
Eric, going into this decision, I mean, like Johnny said, it wasn't necessarily what you guys envisioned. And when he started the Comeback Season, there was a lot of talks about maybe getting back in the NFL. Why the CFL? Why do the podcast with Barstool? Why is this the best decision for Johnny at this point?
Yeah, when we sat down and got together a little over a year ago, we sat down and, you know, Johnny's really talented in a lot of things that you know, he's has a lot of interest. He obviously loves football, missed football a lot. And we talked about the best road back, and he knew it would be a long road. And you know, we started vetting the CFL. Actually, it's been 8 or 9 months. This, I guess you could say, negotiation has gone on. Johnny and I even made a few trips up there to, you know, Canada and, you know, vetted the situation. The first trip was like a secret little deal where we tried to keep it undercover to kind of, you know, get our eyes on things and get a feel without people kind of knowing we were there. And we got really good vibes, not just from the city and the fans, but the league and Hamilton in particular. You know, at the time, Coach June Jones, who has an NFL background, Johnny knows very well. He actually offered Johnny his first college scholarship way back when. And, you know, it's just a really good fit, good offense. It's a really good league. It's been around forever, and we vetted it well. And it's, you know, at the end of the day, like Johnny said, he wants to play ball. So besides that, with the Barstool thing, it's something we're really stoked about. I know it's something him and Prez talked about, and Johnny and I have been throwing around the idea about doing something together and just kind of with our relationship and the business side and just some of the things we've been through in the business. And so we thought it'd be a lot of fun, and that's where we are. So
I've always liked Barstool. I think what they've done over the past 5-6 years since I've been following them has been great. You know, so I'm extremely excited. I think we keep it light. We keep it fun. You know, I think we're going to have a plethora of guests on here over the course of the year. Going to Canada, obviously, you know, their schedule isn't as demanding as an NFL schedule. Obviously, with the learning curve and everything, it will be from the beginning. But to be able to look at the things that I'm still going to look at up there, watching college football, keeping in touch with what's going on in the U.S. and being able to talk about it on here with a platform that keeps it light, that keeps it fun. And, you know, it is people that, you know, I feel are aligned with where I am in my life and, you know, where I've been before in the past. So I think it couldn't be any better. So, you know, I'm excited. You know, I wouldn't say we're coming after Big Cat or anybody like that right now, but we're definitely going to bring a different side to everything and definitely going to have some fun with it. So I'm excited. And, you know, Eric got thrown a bone that I brought him into this, so he's welcome.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, I'm a mediator between the two of you in every conversation we've had. Like, I've definitely had to play the middle ground, but I'm going to have to be honest, guys. We're coming for Big Cat and PFT. I don't care what anybody says. Like, we're coming for that number one spot. Even though Johnny's trying to play coy, we're absolutely coming after Pardon My Take right now. Is that fair to say?
kidding. Plead the fifth.
I'm kidding. We're not coming after them.
No, we're definitely coming after you, big cat, you motherfucker.
Okay, so this is what's crazy, though, because when you talk about football season, everybody assumes August and September. The CFL starts basically tomorrow for you, right? I mean, we're talking about, like, it's immediate, so it's not like you have any time to even take this all in.
Yeah, how many guys do they have on the field again, Eric?
Your guess is as good as mine. Johnny and I sat down and watched a few games last night. And so it's 12.
There's people running around everywhere. The field's wider. There's goal poster in the middle of the field. Like, I don't know. It's going to be a learning curve. I think it'll be fun. It's definitely not the NFL, but, you know, there's been guys who have gone up there and who have come back, you know, a lot more in the quarterback position that have done it back in the day than have done it more recently. But still, there's been guys who recently come back and forth all the time. And the consensus that I've got from talking to people around the NFL is like, you know, even if you come back to the league, you know, you're not getting a chance to start anywhere right away. You're not going to get a chance to really play other than a couple preseason games and here and there. So the thing that I got from everyone was you need to just go play, like get some reps under your belt and get a chance to go play real live football again, wherever that may be. Now, I took that advice from the five or six coaches that I did talk to that I still have good relationships with and ran with that. And listen, we could sit here all day and say, you know, what me and Eric talked about yesterday was, you know, do we wait it out? Did we really vet every process of every corner of every team that we felt like we had good relationships with? But at the end of the day, like, what happens if I sit here and nothing comes to fruition until August or September? And then we're sitting there and, you know, just working out and doing the same thing I've been doing for the last couple months. And, you know, I finally told Eric, like, just get the deal done. I'm tired of waiting. Like, whatever you can do, do your agent work and then we'll just go do it. You know, it's 2 years. I'm sitting here at 25 years old. I have an opportunity to come back to the NFL when I'm 27 and have, you know, a whirlwind of experience. So, you know, I'm excited about it. It should be good. You know, there's definitely a learning curve. I don't know what the hell is going on up there, but we'll see. And we'll get ingrained. Nice.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to it. And your first preseason game, Eric, right, is June the 1st. Like, that shit's coming up really quick.
Like 10 days. Like, we were looking at the schedule yesterday. I've been in L.A. with Johnny. We get, you know, the last 2 days really sitting down and hammering to get this deal done very late last night. And he's on a red eye today to get to Hamilton for practice the next day. And, he's going to, you know, we got a game in 10, 11 days. So it'll be interesting. But if anybody can pull it off, it's Mr. Johnny Football. So let's get it.
Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Comeback Season Show. Yes, it's SZN. You know what to do. Comeback Season Show. And make sure you smash that subscribe button on iTunes. Thanks so much, guys.